Blog Talk Radio.
Play the one up in the ladies. Okay.
riot and Babylon abound. Social distance, take all the fun. Corona a kill old people for fun. And nobody now work and no money now run. Come here girl, maybe be a vaccine. Make me push me needle right in. You are the woman of me dream, okay then. Me want a woman with the wickedest wine. Should not be wine, I move a waistline. Now I need a dance, I'm stop in a bed. And she now go run the place red. Me want a woman with the wickedest wine. Should not be wine, I move a waistline.
Hands up, stand up. Me a tell you, me why you turn up, turn up. Hands up, stand up. Me a tell you, me why you turn up, turn up.
Pops up, pops up. You me feel tipsy, me up. Hennessy, Red Bull, me a drink up. Bartender, more liquor in a my cup. Pops up.
Me sharp like scissors, so me leave no pain. Me no do the politics, stop with the campaign. It's a celebration, bring out the champagne. When me a pop bottles, lick a fall like rain. Me hear them.
It is blood. Play the one up in the ladies.
Forget what, when she want dark, told her meet me at the top. Switching lanes the other day, I seen her waiting for a bus. Maybe this a Moncler sweater. Diesel denim. Buy another woman, fuck it's fat like Heather. Neck froze like I don't know no better. Benzo truck, white seats and they leather. Go broke never. On my grind, she make it clap like I'm Busta Rhymes. I got the juice, the sauce and all them things. I blammed her twice a night with all my bling. Big Benz, I drive, I brought that thing. Any girl you want, they were my ting.
Don't rush.
Call it Paul.
My down,
hope
my down, Smurf. You need to fool with this one, baby. Hey, I got a Hurricane Chris. And right now, we want all the sexy ladies. Get my buff, what up? Drop and give me 50 Hurricane.
Open it, taking it on the floor. I'm finna go to the bar and get some drink and hit the floor. I'm finna get on 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 the floor. She wanna drop it, give me something. Drop it, give me something. Drop it, give me something. Girl, drop it, give me something.
The mama right there, bad, she drop it and shake it fast. Come holla, I got the dollar, got more up your. She shaking it by the Rover, popping it by the Bentley. She know that I'm fizzing, not dropping it, give me 50. She see me with Hurricane, so she dropping it to a thang. But she know when I get inside, I'm a fuck up over. She see me with Colin Paul, she see me with 3 feet. She know when it come to mind, she know it ain't 3 feet. Wide open and shaking it on the floor. She said if I get a twister, we gon' leave and hit the mouth. I told her, girl, here you go. I tease her on the low. Now she freaking me on the floor. She begging me for some more. Hit the dough. Just like the truth. Ice bag. 50-150, we in the dome.
Wide open and shaking it on the floor. I'm finna go to the bar and get some drink and hit the floor. I'm finna get on 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 the floor. She wanna
drop it, give me 50. Drop it, give me 50.
do it for me, babe, like it's your birthday.
Call the big booty.
I said, do it for me, babe, like it's your birthday.
Call the red.
One time for my people trying to party. Two times for the party getting started. I feel spunky, babe. I'm spicy, babe. I'm not cocky, babe. I'm all that in the bag of chips. I'm cool, babe.
I'm cool, babe.
Like an icy, babe.
Like an icy, babe.
You might wife me, babe.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm just talking. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, an Aquario, flashing, nigga, that's it. Slow and layer jets and coops my 1 second. You ain't know that I be macking, the extra set of keys, the 30 G's, them trips to Bentley's, had you living on your knees, not to mention the laced out crib.
Back up on my bush, back up on the scene. Done dealing with you, don't know how to deal with me. Done fucking with you, don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you, so I'm back. It seemed like I get so much and don't get nothing back. I really thought it was love, but that's so fucking whack. Always get caught up in love, but I am done with that. I can't get caught up in love, so now I'm, yeah. Flexing on my exes and my model ex. Pretty little skinny little bitty body model ex. Some of y'all ain't never had no real big tennis shows. I keep it 100 from my head down to my toes. Back up on my bush, back up on the move. Touchdown in my hometown, got nothing to lose. I am on my own now, I am in control now. I need you to go now, I can fix my own crown. Back up on my bush, back up on the scene. Done dealing with you, don't know how to deal with me. Done fucking with you, don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you, so I'm back, yeah.
Seeing you with your ex, I see you still about your old ways. Might just see him for the weekend, you say that's a cold play. I be feeling triggered, I don't know how to let it go. Really, you ain't kissing, I know I'm too emotional, ay. Putting me through it, he's the only thing that's been getting me through it. He be coming through with it, and I hope you cool with it. I just met your roommate, put him on my to-do list. Doing me, back up on some new shit, everything in between. I'm out here, I'm getting stupid, I'm done being exclusive. And you know the truth is that this nigga is useless. I'm back
on my hush, back up on the scene. Out here acting foolish, like I'm 17. I just bought a new whip, don't need gasoline. I just seen your new whip, it boosts my self-esteem. Back up on my bush, back up on the scene. Done dealing with you, don't know how to deal with me. Done fucking with you, don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you, so I'm back, yeah.
And you talk about you put your leg on my leg. What is wrong with you? tell me about it.
She came to my house and she laid in my bed.
What?
She gave me the best loving that I've ever had.
All right.
I called my best friend and told him what she's done. I messed around and fell in love, and now she's the one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What to know?
Born to fly.
It's crazy. Baby, you fuck on my way. Give me love, don't delay. Only you make me sweat. Anytime you dare for me, babe. Girl, I like your bum bum. Tell me where you come from. Take you to London. I go hold you down, no, baby, give me love. Baby, you dey give me vibes. Baby, I dey like your style. Hold on to me so tight. Give it to me day and night. Give me loving, girl. Want your loving, girl. Give me loving, girl. Girl, you know, say me, I want you. Baby, give me love. Girl, me know say you bad. Don't stress, come me know say you bad. Slow down, girl, me know say you bad. Don't stress, come me know say you bad. My location, me your destination. Affection, me I got affection. Ride you so hard, I go hit you so hard with my heart. Baby, give me love. Baby, you fuck on my way. Give me love, don't delay. Only you make me sweat. Anytime you dare upon me, babe. Girl, I like your bum bum. Tell me where you come from. Take you to London. I go hold you down, no, baby, give me love.
Yeah.
Look, me versus you and you know they picking. Cheap and expensive, you know the difference. You know that it's paying, you know what it's giving. Hair, nails, put a bear. I can survive in the coldest conditions. Well, all day tone when they spin. Just wash, soap in the dishes. I apply pressure like ball constrictors. One, two, oh, new. None of y'all not gon' boost. I'm in Miami, I pull up on cruise ship. You in Miami for also room. When I step, it's stampede. Foot on neck, can't breathe. Lucky charm, dang cleave. Diamonds on, I see my eyes. Link it up, I'm like, what in the? If you scared, then just say that. Enough is enough. They was just in my DM. They no trust in me. I'm about to call up Diamond. No, if you link it up, I'm like, what in the? If you scared, then just say that. Enough is enough. They was just in my DM. They no trust. I'm about to call up Diamond. No, if you buff, I'm like, ooh, child, cool down. Too hot, too wild. Moo clear, new style. How you f*** with me? Girl, give me one shot and I'm raising the glass. Give me two shots and I'm shaking this. Give me three shots and I'm ready to f***. 5-4 shots, I'll be ready to splash. It's to me, so I gotta pop it. I'm sending on business, I'm ready about it. Be talking, I'll be big in their pocket. Girl, tell me about it. I'm litty, I'm pretty, I'm running the city. I'm sitting on f***s in every department. Have your dick like peanut butter. Tell your body. There's a lot of winning, a lot of score. Yeah. Cardi Bryant, Cardi Jordan. Yeah. These soul losers. What? They can't do it, it's not important. Look, hey, I'm getting better and betterer. I do not see no competitors. You know the gang hit that. Said it was regular, regular. Can see me fighting, can see me infecting, can see me with money. These is bugging. Either these is blind or I'm invisible. Can't see me at night.
I'm really hurt, wrong with you. How you let them cheat and take them back? Must be your only. I get loud just like my weed. I don't watch my tone when I hang up the phone on. You ain't my daddy, I'm big mama. Every time y'all book me with them, it's gonna be big drama. 20 black Suburbans, we pull up like Sunday service. I just want a one-on-one, don't know why she so nervous. With the fan, come on, say I'm perfect anyway. Body count so low, I might say I'm a virgin any day. I could switch my car just like I switch my purses. Underlay, quit to cut him off if he don't serve no purpose. You a clown and I'm allergic, straight up out the circuit. It's a nerve for me, then burn they third degree. He calling trying to work it out, I'd rather make him work for me. He can't tell if it's authentic or it's surgery. Please, Lil Nas Stoning curving me. I don't sing R&B, but bitch, I'm really hurt. Wrong with you. How you let them cheat and take them back? Must be your only. I get loud just like my weed. I don't watch my tone when I hang up the phone on. You ain't my daddy, bitch, I'm big mama. Every time y'all book me with them, it's gonna be big drama. 20 black Suburbans, we pull up like Sunday service. I just want a one-on-one, don't know why she so nervous. With the fan, come on, say I'm perfect. Tell the truth. Oh, I'm not that cute, bet you on that shaboo. He get money, I get money too. Like, who gon' trick on who? Be corny. Soon as monkey see, then you know monkey do. Do you rap or do you tweet? Cause I can't tell, get in the booth.
Yep.
Like I won't bat you in your walk you like a dog, bitch, your see you with the right one. Out here taking risks, and yeah, I see you in the front. But you just gon' die about that. No, I thought not, so back the fuck. If I pull this laser out, you gon' get tagged the fuck. Call me a city girl because I'm stacked the fuck. And I'll take up man if they act the fuck. Pathetic, dirty, messy. Stand down, cause these heels you don't want catch you. We gon' make the house visit to make sure you get the message. And I'll whoop your baby out you if you pregnant. I don't really do it, but I did it on a like Nicki Minaj, I did on a. Keep your dude inside while you missing me. He called me his magician, I'm admitting on a. Yeah, I take your man and I take hers too. Throw that back on him, say that blue, blue, blue. I take your man and I take hers too. Throw that back on him, say that blue, blue, blue.
I'm from the west side, look.
Trill did it again.
Bankhead to be exact. Yeah. West side, Bankhead, born home. Gotta know the Brits with me. Young run the city and I got LO with me. Get the bath. Push the phone wheels all through the city. We done came a long way from them dirty dishes. LO showed the whole city how to get.
you something different, I can show you something real. She gon' know the difference, it won't be that hard to tell. I'm from the bridge,
they know.
I cover hard times with a hard life. I was raised up to get it,
they know.
Step aside to get rich, I'm still the king up in my city. Ain't no place out in these streets I can't go.
First time I took money, got addicted to the keys. I ain't hard, but I got your heart in the knees. People talk all the time, but I believe what I see. I ain't there for shit, I'ma get this shit out the street. Long little hat, I be always thinking about these. I can't believe, man, going that shit be bothering. I lost three bottles, you pay for my pain. I'm in my night, stuck on a pee and I ain't have a thing. You had my dog noodling up and I stay out of the way. When I be stressed out all the time, I gotta call the bait. I smoke it, I take it to fake, cause I like just how it feel. But these niggas, they be lying to the heart, can't keep it real. I ain't never bought no cleat, but I missed the right in that field. Since I like Auntie Penn, I can't even go under the hill. These niggas don't know my problem. Tell her I'm shipping out that bottle. Want that money today, cause we probably tomorrow. But I want some of money like he just hit the lotto. Never gon' slow it down, that boy go full throttle. Sometimes I can't sleep, I be searching for peace. Need to let it go, but I'm just stuck in the street. First time I took money, got addicted to the keys. I ain't got, but I got your heart on the knees. People talk all the time, but I believe what I see. I ain't there for shit, I'ma get this shit out the street. Long little hat, I be always thinking about D. I can't believe, man, gon' that shit be bothering me.
The one only legendary legend, Big Q Bone, and he is Snoop Dogg's mentor, private chef, CEO of a big label, manage a lot of artists, do a lot of things in the community. This man is all over the place, and we're going to definitely tap in with him at 4 p.m. So everybody stay tuned, 4 p.m., Snoop Dogg, manager slash mentor, Big Q Bone will be live today at 4 p.m. So everybody tap in around that time, and we're going to go ahead and start.
Boy, it's the kid Rallaby.
Yeah.
Hey, she's snapping.
Let me buy you a train of T-Pain. You know me, convict music never boy.
Me no come here for no ramping. Tell them, say me no the whole kid, me a the boa. In a the park, me no come here for no ramping. Tell them, say, me no come here for go.
Chocolate Show, and in a couple more minutes, live interview with Big Q Bone, right here on 107.3 WMQP FM. Let's go.
Get my hey, hey, girl, them say say me cleaner than Canada, true. Toronto no clean like the Balea, true. Tell Colgate meet me out at Tollgate, car no teeth no white like the Pilaya. Sour, put on me white suit with a Filaya. Every girl I'm mad over the killer, yeah. Instagram get a 1,000 followers. When me put on me clothes, every girl I show. Well, Moses hotter than Jesus rule. Michael and Gabriel no got the dress code. Nah, every party me a the host. She rode me now, my canto. Cause every girl I show. Jess and Judge are not the same thing. Me and Raigin couldn't be the same king. Jamaica could never be a Spain thing. You know up to the standard, no shame king. Broke pocket could never be a Spain thing. Me money I lift weight like a crane king. It's not a private flight on my plane king. When they start me in jail, every girl a show. Moses fresher than Jesus rule. Michael and Gabriel no got the dress code. Come, every party me a the hoe. Tonight me now my canto. Cause every girl a show. When me talk to you, them know what that parting. Some boy say them hot, but that's a crap a thing. Some boy say them a chop, but me a the chopper king. When me make a million, me make the money spin. Million a Italy, when me go shopping. Come on. Switzerland, me buy me Rolex a property. Come on. Yeah. Black like a diamond, I have to bleach my skin. So when me put down me clothes, every girl a think. Hey. Moses fresher than Jesus. Ooh. Come on. Michael and Gabriel no got the dress code. Every party, me a the host. Me now my cantos, let me repeat it again. Come on. Moses fresher than Jesus rule. Hey. Michael and Gabriel no get the road cold. Never. When me touch the road, me and the old. Hey. Tonight me now my cantos, everybody knows. Hey.
It's your East Side partner, Big Snoopy D.O. Turf like D.Lo, catch me on your Devo. Long Beach with me, the city and the turf chump. Get turf stump with the turf pump. I'm geeked up, I'm on my tip. Turn it up, bitch, what you here for? I'm going all in, that's what I do. My little jerkin', what's up with you? Little rap, tapping out. I'm almost 20 years, what the f*** rapping about? My built up, the homies going big. I'm all in the club, bro, man. 20 crisp. You see a G, you better know the deal. You see the colors, fool, I'm in the street for real. I'm gigging on these, do them like dominoes. I slam them on their back and tell them bombing up. That's what I heard them say. The 38, the same colors, the Chevrolet. 501's on, gangsters looking good. I'm in the club, homes, chunking up the hood. We the West, boy, yeah, you see the shirt. Smoking on that Kobe, with that perk. I gotta get her money, baby, hella thick. She said her name was Seven, call me Michael Vick. Cause I'm a dog, homie, give them the dick and dash. What you call, folk, if I ain't hit that? I'm Snoopy Ego Dub, I get it poppin' good. And when I'm in the building, they get to poppin' up. They get to spendin' cash, screamin' T.I.U. Now gon' turn it up, lil' mama look at you. I'm giggin' on these, do them like dominoes. And slam them on their back, and tell them bombin' up. Big Snoopy D.O. Turf like D.Lo. Catch me on your D.Lo. Long Beach with me. The city and the turf chump. Get turf stump with the turf pump. I'm geeked up. I'm on my tips. Turn it up, bitch. What you here for? I'm going all in. That's what I do. My little jerkin'. What's up with you? Little rap. Tapping out. I'm almost 20 years. What the f*** rapping about? My n***a built up. The homies going big. I'm all in the club. Bro, 20 crisp. You see a G, you better know the deal. You see the colors, fool? I'm in the street for real. I'm gigging on these. Do them like dominoes. I slam them on their back and tell them bombing up. That's what I heard them say. The 38, the same colors, the Chevrolet. 501 zone, gangsters looking good. I'm in the club.
We are live right here on 107.3 WMQP-FM on the Miss Chocolate Show. And we have live on air right now the legend, Big Q-Bone. Q-Bone, what's going on, love?
Oh, very good. Can you hear me good?
Yep, can definitely hear you good.
Okay, it's all good.
Yeah, so let's get down to the good stuff. Basically, introduce yourself to the world, because we are live all over the world, and especially overseas. So.
Okay, yeah, you know, I'm Big Q-Bone, you know, the one and only, you know, the original legendary out of South Central Los Angeles. You know, made, you know, Snoop Doggy Dog, community activist, gang of division specialist, philanthropist, entrepreneur, most of all, Cooking with Q-Bone show, going down right now. I'm branding myself. Started my own PR firm just now, you know, called Spotlight PR. You know, I'm just trying to do everything.
Okay, okay. So, tell us how you started in the music business, because you have a lot of, you have a lot to talk about. So give us some, you know, drop us down today to how you came to where you at right now.
Well, I started music business in 92. One of my friends was, high school security guard. I was hanging with him. I like, man, he's a security guard. I like him. So I go to video shows with him and see him perform, you know, his act. So I'd be sitting just kicking it. At the video shoot on the show, just, you know, just being me. And I got to get it where I fit in. But yeah, this dude is living off my lifestyle, making money. You know, speaking on stuff I'm living, they making money doing it. Was DJ, the rapper, the security guard, the engineer, the A&R, the marketer. You know, I'm looking at all that. From my angle, I'm going to follow what they're talking about. So at one point in time, I'll say like that was 91. The riot took place in 92. I thought I'd been a community activist, so I didn't get to look at the music no more. That's how I met Snoop Dogg and found him. So what, 96, jump fast forward, I really got to the music through Mystical. Took me on my first road manager tour. I was his road manager when he left No Limit. Me and Mystical got to be good friends on some outside type of way. And then I ended up being his road manager. And that's what got me into the industry. From 96 to the time Mystical went to jail, I was Mystical's road manager and hype man. So at that point in time, you know, I'm in the music game. Now I'm with Jive Records in New York. I mean, a lot of different people that's in the business out there. You know, back then, the Barry Wises, Chris Lighty and Mark Pitts, Camille Evans, Tory Green, and Jesse Shannon. You know, all these people was a giant record. But I wouldn't miss it. So I mean, everybody. And I'm doing the business part about it. So that's what got me into the music industry.
Okay. And then you start doing, so how you start doing this cooking thing? I mean, I know your history. I just want to put it out there for the world to hear everything.
So give us some details on how you started doing the cooking, because you can cook your tail off. I want to say something else, but every time I look on IG, I see you cooking some good food. And I don't eat meat, so I'm like, oh, I have
I cook for vegan, too. I cook vegan, too. I cook for healthy. So what happened is, you know, like anybody else, you know, you're going through different trades. I was just, like I said, I was a community activist and a hustler, you know what I'm saying? And I was doing gangs and stuff. So when I had, you know, moved up to the Bay Area, I was just moved, you know, just changed different city, my son and everything, family, moved up here. And I was just cooking on Facebook for fun, you know, and I was bored outside too much. When I'm at home, I'm just cooking, you know, cooking food and stuff. Mine at work, I'm just cooking food instead of going to a restaurant. I like cooking. I'm enjoying a new house. Everybody come on Facebook like, man, you cooking. Like, they look at me cooking. I'm just talking, you know, talking to top, playing oldies, you know, doing my dope. And Snoop Dogg came along. And this is the first time I ever had a cooking. I never did, no. Shoulder plate. To this day, I really don't cater and all those stuff like that. I wasn't. And then he called me to be a personal chef. And that was in 2016. And I've been his personal chef since then.
Wow. Well, you tell people it is. You definitely can drive people to you about some good cooking. So tell us a little bit more about what you have going on. Like, you say you started your PR firm. Tell us a little bit more about that. How can artists or people tap in or people to work with you or how you, you don't have to tell us all.
Yeah, we're in the beginning, the first stage process as I speak to think about it. We just got the logo done. Now we're doing all the paperwork and filing and all the stuff like that. That's done right now. We have a mission for LeBron to do everything PR can be done. Public relations, you know, that's doing everything I can for concerts, events, seminars, clergy, organizational PR, you know. You know, I fit in at an all angles, you know, I'm just putting another position in my portfolio to create some type of a better buzz and relationships and partnerships with people. That's what I do anyway. You know, I collect the dots. So a friend of mine had, came to me with the idea of me and him doing that. You know, like, oh, man, you can do this. And you ever thought about doing it? I never thought about doing that. I think I'm already doing it. He said, no, but the business wise is doing it. And it made sense. I said, okay, it's like anything else. It makes sense. There's money. And it saves lives. You know, somebody people lives financially and in their careers and everything, let's go for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I went for it. And that's something new. But, you know, I have my cooking show while we travel the country. We're cooking with Q-Bone. It's like a cooking review show. Well, I'll be cooking a certain show episode. Most episodes I'll be going reviewing other restaurants. Well, I mean, the restaurant chefs. I'll be reviewing other chefs, other down-home cooks. Down home restaurants, cafes, galleries. You know, I'm gonna keep it down to the hood, the street, the grassroots. I'm not quit quoting off the already successful ones. I'm not tipping off that. I'm gonna keep it to where I was at the table. You know what I mean? Where my people set the table and you confident doing it. I want to down home. I want to go in the hood and cook with the homie that can cook on the block. You know, maybe his mama can cook, his grandma can cook, his girlfriend can cook, or he can cook. He had his house cook in the backyard. I want to interview him on something he's doing in the backyard. In this kitchen, you know, get in the highlight of my show. We're doing everybody else. So let me highlight those people. You know, who you scared to go highlight? Because you can't go highlight. You can't even talk to them.
Right. So you're, so how did you come up with the cooking, your name? I mean, it basically is your name, but tell us a little bit, definitely a little bit more detail on how your name came about, because you have a lot of history. You done did a lot of stuff with the community and then fed a lot of people. So I know that has a lot of connects with everything because you've been doing a lot. And I've been seeing you traveling around the world, doing a lot of cooking shows and everything. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, basically, it's a point where when I was on the road, you know, I got to set Cubone as my original name from the streets. You know, I just kept that. I created that name when I was a kid. I was king on the bone. And I was like, put some meat on the bone. Put some meat on that boy bone. But my great-grandmother raised me, so I was slim anyway. And so I said, when I got older, I just said, bone, or how many bones you on here, or something like that. I just said to make quantity. That's how I have meat on the bone. I got quality meat or quantity. That's me. I'm a quality person. I got a lot of quality in there, a lot of quantity in there. So I started even putting meat on the bone. I think that's my grandmother. That's why I said quantity is meat on the bone. And I ran with it. So when I started cooking, I kept that name in the cooking world, too, because it's like meat on the bone. The rib, steak, chicken that I'm cooking. I went in and stuff, you know. So I said, Chef T-Bone, you know, hello, you know, my phrase. My motive, my slango. And that's why I create, as I go on the road, that's why I see the business side of people, like I said, catering and selling plates and making career mode, like doing cooking shows and stuff, coming from rapping to cooking shows, sports fans to cooking shows, cooking show co-hosts I've been growing up on and all that. I said, I fit in with this because I'm already with a celebrity, one of the top rappers in the country for a brand, and the biggest brand in the company in the world. So let me go on and brand my cooking the same way, you know, using my stepping stone. That's what I got. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. So you have some events coming up soon. Tell us about that, where you're going to be at.
Well, I'm going to be coming to Atlanta on the 420 for the Cali Picnic. You know, sometimes the Cali Picnic, where Rockefeller invited me to come host the show and stuff, and all the other people that's involved with Cali Picnic out there in Atlanta. I mean, this is my first time coming to Cali Picnic, not my first time in Atlanta. So I look forward to coming and hosting that picnic with the legendary California Picnic Committee and the people that's from California and other areas of the world in Atlanta, you know, hometown, that's celebrating that California Picnic in Atlanta for the traditional California people that's been, you know, that really started going to Atlanta through colleges. But I think the picnic was started off. They thought it was college students who didn't have they couldn't make it home on college break, spring break, so they created Cali Picnic. You know what I'm saying? So they go home, they create a picnic right there, they spring break. And that's where it started from 27 years ago. I forget, 36 hours or something like that. So, you know, I look forward to being there for that. But then, you know, the other speaking engagements, I leave out going to Earth Day back in New York, Times Square, you know. So, yeah, I'm on the road. Like I said, I'm on the road, my cooking show. Be coming to a city near you soon. You know, like I said, my PR firm, my partnership, and looking for clients to do, you know, a lot of PR to work for and everything. So, you know, that's the new me outside the cooking. You know, I got July 5th. I'm hosting an event and festival in San Leandro, California, you know, July the 5th. So, you know, I'm on my point, too. You know, it's called the Keep It Lit Festival. Well, you know, the artists like Cocaine, King T, Taz, the Alcoholic, RBL Posse, you know, Legend Medusa, Crystal from Dog Pound, Yuck Mouth, Big Percy, JL Felony, you know, many, many more, you know, in the Atlanta Stadium. So I'm a prime cook on there. You know, I'll be posting that fly up today. That's for July 5th, you know. You know, I'm just on the roll. I'm taking it in stride. It's my turn now.
No question. By you doing all this, you doing all this, how you have time to cook? Because I know, like, you do stuff with E-40, Too Short, and all them. You network with Ice Cube and a lot of different artists. Now, how you have time to cook for them unless you cook their food early and freeze it?
I only cook for them when I'm on a tour. Each one of them, me and E-40, we just cook for fun. Like if I go over his house or, you know, I cook with him or something like that. Me and him cook for fun. We just share a meal on the phone. We laugh with each other, you know, caveats like that. Everybody else, if I'm on tour, then I cook for them. But they're all together right there. So, you know, once I finish one meal, I'll take their order in. And I don't cook for them until they eat at time. So if somebody wants some breakfast or lunch, say, hey, Bo, can you take lunch for me? So I fix this. Once I finish soup, then I finish up for them. So a lot of them is vegan. So I picked some vegetable plates for them real fast. They ain't nothing. Like, once I cook for Snoop in the morning, I know he ain't going to eat until later that evening. He ain't going to want breakfast like that dinner. He ain't want breakfast. And sometimes well, breakfast going to come to late in the morning, like 3 in the morning after the show. And he'll sleep all morning. And somebody else, I can wake up and go get breakfast. And somebody says, oh, I cook breakfast. So I cook breakfast too short or something like that. One of the burner. So that's how I work out on the road. And that's on tour. So I got a lot of flexible time on to do it. So when I'm off the tour, you know, I'm all on me. It's all about me now. But I'm off tour. Let's see if I'm become cooking a festival or something he got going on. But I use that now for my time to go do what I got to do now. When I'm off tour, I go do festivals, pop up. You know, interviews and stuff like this, stuff like that. You know, and I go to my house.
And what's your like your most favorite dish that everybody wants to? What's your most favorite dish that everybody wants you to cook?
Because one thing I do know, black folks we grew up on spaghetti, but we do it the way we just clean it, hot dog. You know, nowadays kind of look into two little different ingredients in it, like Italian and stuff. We cook an Italian. You know, at home, we sit in a regular spaghetti for our kids and stuff nowadays. It is, but it's not always. You know, now you got the garlic bread. Back then, we had garlic bread. We had toast bread or roll up. We took the bread, rub the bread, and roll up spaghetti. And that was on spaghetti sandwich back then. You know, so now we got more elegant with it. So I created my spaghetti black barbecue Cajun spaghetti. That's what I call it. Black barbecue spaghetti, just barbecue spaghetti, or barbecue Cajun spaghetti, okay, just try spaghetti. You know, I make three bakes. I make the turkey kind, the seafood kind, the beef kind, you know. And I put seasoning and flavor and a twist with it. Like I said, you know, it's black home. It's black spaghetti.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, Lord, boy, you be making me hungry every time I see your food. Okay, yeah. So when you started doing your cake, your business with making the cooking, what was like the biggest show, the biggest TV show you was able to come on?
What is the biggest TV show I've been on?
Yes, the one you know, like maybe one of the. One of the shows.
I mean, you know, for me to come on, what TV show I want to come on, or what TV show I've been on, I call it the biggest. The biggest show I've been on, it didn't have to do with no cooking. It was called my cooking days, and that was two of them. Well, one of them came on BET in 92 during a game. She was doing a ride to Los Angeles, and I went on Team Summit on BET. That was there at the end. So I was like, dang, that's his story. You know, you're going to Team Summit. And I was a kid. I was young. I was grown up watching Team Summit. So the program was changed. Oh, man, that was horrible. I felt like Marlon from TV. That was one of the best shows because it was Black Film Network. You know, first coming out and everything. And they was catching a lot of slack. So when I went on there, they catch a lot of blessings. If I come back to Christ, I made peace with myself and others. And stuff. So that was a unique show for me right there back then. Out of all the TV shows there. And Jenny Jones. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. These people and Jenny Jones. It was the best shows I was. And they had, like I said, they didn't have nothing to do with those cooking. They had me saving lives and you just getting them out of gangs and stuff, you know?
We have somebody call in. They called earlier. I want to fit them in. Go ahead, you live on air.
Q-Bone, it's cash flow. I'm at work right now, but I'm going to get it in real quick, man. Hey, congratulations on all your endeavors, big dog. I see you, man. It's motivation to me, and I salute, man. Much love and respect for holding up that bridge from the Bay to L.A. I was going to ask some questions about how you made the transition. Huh?
Who is this? Huh?
This cash flow, this flow, man. I see you with my guys over there, wise guys.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, yes, yes Lord, sir, yes, Lord, man. You got to do it.
You got to do it, only way it's going to get done.
That's the only way it's going to get done. Hello.
Hello.
So I'm at work right now. I just wanted to call it, man, show you my appreciation, man, and give you my respect, salute, and love, man. I can't wait to meet you and see you in 3D, baby.
Oh, yeah, for sure, bro. We're going to do that, man, off top, man. I got the cash for sure. decisions, man.
So keep pushing, man. Keep motivating the people, man. Keep bringing the camaraderie together, man. You know we need it. And like you say, it's your turn now. I'm feeling the same way about myself. So what's up from here, man? It's the only way it's going to get done. We got to do it.
Well, teamwork makes the dream work, brother. And we're a team, long as we can mingle and come together. That's a team, you know, when they see people eat together, move around together, or stand by each other together, looking at something else. Like, we sit there and watch the bike scene. We sit there and watch the city from L.A. to California. We go down these highways together, pass each other, whether it be driving trucks, riding motorcycles, and cars, vans, on the train. You know what I'm saying? We pass each other these fellowship, and it's about networking. It's about,
They couldn't understand it when I was breaking bread with my L.A. brothers in the pen. I built strong connections with them. That's why I love to see it when I start getting back on this social media platform and seeing how y'all was coming together. I said, oh, man, they doing this on the streets, too. I was locking in with my people, too. They make real ones all over the world, baby. You better believe it.
Yeah, for real, man. I appreciate you, Castro, man. We're going to keep in touch, bro. You know, I'm here, man. Look forward to seeing you getting with you, man. You know, we put it together, you know? So
absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. So take care, man. I wish everybody the best, and y'all have a good one.
Blessings, brother. Blessings. Blessings.
All right.
All right. Now, also be doing a lot of things with the community. Give us some details on that. I don't want to give it out. I want you to tell the story.
Yeah, you know, I'm in LA right now, and I deal with, you know, Ready for Real is, you know, my folks, you know, we started a program called Box, called Bring Out Excellence. And that's a program that I work with hand in hand right now out of my community, that my homies, we put together for my neighborhood from the work that we started 92 to this now. So we have 30 years in, but we just started our own, everything is done by us, for us, and through us. You know what I'm saying? We get partnerships with other organizations as well, other neighborhoods. Instead of collaborating as a gang, we collaborate as nonprofit organizations. You know what I'm saying? And so it's better that way, because we're to help each other out and not only take the stigma off our back, but take this, put more prosperity into us together. Well, we don't have to worry about that separatism or that stigma, that bad gang attitude put on our shoulders of what we're doing nowadays. So Excellence in Box, Bring Out Excellence. This is a nonprofit that I work with directly in my community on 52nd Lane, which is the West Coast Center, where we do backpack giveaways, community drives, marches, program events, and so on and so on. You know, it's a one-stop shop for computer classes, boxing ring, outdoor program, homeless shelters, and everything, all that, mental health. You name it, you know, Urban Recovery LA, you know, it's another program, you know, that my own big home created. You know, so we all work hand in hand, United We Stand, churches, you know, all this is out of my community in Los Angeles on the east side, you know. So, you know, we collaborate with the west side, collaborate with the Bay Area, shout out to the Bay Area, you know, they're good program that's done right here, you know, the Wild Side, Tennessee, you know, that's where I hang with, that's my honorary motorcycle club up there that I hang with the good brothers over there in Oakland, you know what I'm saying. They show a lot of interest in their community and stuff, too, you know what I mean? But, then, you know, you got United Players, you know, they do San Francisco. You got Disruptors, and you know, my boy Art, you know, out of Oakland. You know, they do a lot of work, dealing and all of, you know. So it's a lot of people in California, like Atlanta, when you attack, we all doing it. We just got to all start coming together, you know what I mean? And that's why I created that PR, so we all can start coming together, you know what I'm saying? And doing stuff together, you know, inviting these seminars together. You know, we pay to go to these seminars and try to get some money and insurance and general wealth and health and all that. But let's come together and bring solutions where we can bring peace and harmony to our community and get rid of this mental health and speed this up right now.
Right. That is right. Especially with your PR, your PR firm that you started, that's pretty more like that's what you need for a record label. You need a PR department, you need a marketing, branding department, you need a pretty much everything.
Human resources. My PR stands for public resources, personal resources, prosperity resources.
I want to look forward to seeing all this come together, because it's definitely on Metafest, and you're going to take it to a whole different level, because we definitely need it, because a lot of people is, you know, out here in the music industry is not really trustworthy when it comes to people that are to trust people with their money to get them where they need to be. So that will be a good thing for you to do. Plus, you're very trustworthy, and a lot of people definitely respect you. So tell us more about your cooking. Like, let me get one of your recipes. But I know you can't tell your recipes, so that was a joke. But, your dish, like, how did you come up with some of your, because you don't cook like everybody else, so how you come up with some of your creativity? Or do you have to, like, you experiment? T-Bone, you there? I think we lost T-Bone.
Oh, I'm here. My bad. I hit the mute button. You know, from family and friends, from my family, you know, I grew up with my great-grandmother who taught me how to cook. So, you know, family and friends and people, you know, like that, you know, I watch recipes. I watch people cook, you know. I take recipes and run with it, you know. And so I grew up watching. I filtered people cook. So my great-grandmother, she cooked home every day. So it's like, you know, back in the day, people say, you bring home the bacon. I cook the eggs. You bring home the bacon. Well, my grandma brought home the bacon. I cooked the eggs. I was a kid. So I started picking eggs. And she bring home the bacon. And, you know, I bought real eggs. Bring home the bacon with the money. You know what I'm saying? But she bring home some real bacon. So I take it like that. You know? I was taking recipes like that and running with it, you know, doing what I had to do with this stuff, you know, to build my recipes. And so just growing up, like, that's why I said spaghetti, because I grew up on spaghetti. So I figured I went and had spaghetti, because it's in the black family. But we eat Italian. Where's the black spaghetti? Why ain't got to be Italian spaghetti? It's our spaghetti. We make it. We eat it like there. We don't have it there. We use the ingredients. We use ours. But that's why I came up with it, you know.
But shout out to Grandma, because Grandma show you how to cook. I learned from my dad. Yeah, I learned how to cook.
My grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I
said.
Yeah. That's what I never made.
Yeah. So give us a little bit more detail. What can you get? Because I know certain things you can say and certain things you can't. So,
anything
that I didn't ask, if you
want to
cover, you can put it out there.
Well, you know, I want to say this here, man. You know, it's a lot of things going on out here in the world, man. A lot of crisis going on right now in around the world, you know, even in America, Russia, China, Africa. Everywhere in the world there's crisis. Haiti. And all these situations going on, man, that, you know, we got to focus on, you know, not also protecting ourselves, but also valuing ourselves, the value of life, the value of God who gives us life, you know what I mean? Whatever religion you believe in as a God, that's your glory, that's your grace. And we got to start embracing that. We got to start embracing the humbleness of things in life, you know. In order to get this mental health plaque up off of us that we created, the name mental health, like COVID, we created the atmospheres, you know, man, we are creating these atmospheres and this narrative and this stigma that's holding us down. I'm talking about just men and women, children, boys and girls, elderly, grandfathers and fathers and grandmothers and uncles and aunties, cousins and nephews and nieces, you know. We're all creating some type of messed up theory about life today. You know, as I say, laws of attraction, you know, speaking stuff into an existence. You know, we got to stop that. We got to stop downgrading each other. The social media got really out of hand. You know, Because, you know, like talk on the radio, you know, if that was our first outlet, you know, radio stuff, so you listen to it, and so you call and try to give your opinion, but not everybody can get an opinion. Social media, everybody. And then most of the things ain't really people, they're false accounts. So you got stalkers and fakes and everybody. Everybody, they ain't supposed to be on there. So, you know, and that's not reality. You know, we got to get to reality. You know, board things, to be outside again, you know. Start going places and stuff, mixing together, start, you know, start protecting each other, start involving ourselves to protect and look out for each other, you know, so if you see something going wrong, you know, hey, man, just film it, you got to film everything, you know, film it, you know what I'm saying, get the license plate number, you know what I mean, I'll tell you, snitch on nobody, but shit, hey, man, give it to me, if somebody did something to me, I want that person license plate number, you got to get the phone, I'm going to figure this ass out, find it. You know, I mean, that's just me. You know, I mean, but, you know, I'm just saying overall, you know, we have to start spending time together, family and friends, and start looking out for each other, stop entertaining the negative, start entertaining the good things, the good life. You know what I'm saying? Just start entertaining good music, start entertaining good television shows, start entertaining good conversations, start entertaining peacefulness, start entertaining love and joy and happiness for one another. Stop entertaining the devil. Because, see, one thing about me, I didn't play on that thing, but I was a principal, you know. So, you know, I know what he's saying. I know what he's capable of doing, you know. I played the game. I'm still the ground. I stood on business with him. I can't do that no more. I'm not going to do it no more. And that's the same thing anybody else overcomes some kind of dude. We ain't doing it no more. I don't smoke cigarettes no more. I ain't smoking cigarettes since 1998. You know what I'm saying? And I stopped cold turkey, caught a cold. Same way goes for anything else, man. You can do it if you want to do it. You got to do it. You don't do it. Or you're going to die trying or die not trying, you know, to live if you don't want to do. Don't kill yourself and don't think suicidal about yourself because that's not the dope way to heaven. I can tell you that much. I don't know what journey you're going to take when it's over or where we're going, but I don't think you can kill yourself to get there fast. You know, that's all I got to tell the people. Let's love one another. Stop talking. Stop bickering and hating on each other.
Definitely. I appreciate you, Colin. I'm not going to hold you up. About your social media to everybody and how people can contact you to book you. And we end the interview with a good note. Because definitely, oh, yeah, think about where you can get a good note. Think about your location where you're going to be at, hopefully, coming up.
Say it again.
Give out the location, the event that's coming up on the 20th.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, April 20th, you know, Cali Picnic, Morris Brown College, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. You know, you got to meet me there. You know what I'm saying? Beat me there and meet me there when we get there, man. You know, come on. Hey, come up to me and holler at me and I'll holler back. You know what I mean? I look forward to being there, spending more time with the people I can. At the 420 Cali Picnic. It's going down, Morris Brown College. You know, you can find me there. Follow me on Big Instagram, Big Cubone 52, Cooking with Cubone Show, hashtag Snoop Dogg Personal Chef. You can find me around the way. I'm around. Ask about me. I'll pop right up like Batman.
Okay. Okay. Y'all right here on 102.3 MQPFM, the legendary Cubone Chef. Cubone, USA Cubone. The big dog. That's what's up. For confidence and doing the interview and for very more success on your business and your success of your career of upbringing and eternal life.
Long time. I appreciate you too, Doc. You keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, I'm always welcome to come back and talk. You got your back on a lot of things. You know, we're going to keep together, you know. We're going to save the world if we can. Save our community, our culture.
I ain't seen them since my goddad, Sayyum, from Carolina. So, definitely got the brain there, but for history and thinking about history, I guess. Love all the people that I had to cope with.
Okay.
Early 2000s. Yeah.
day ever.
Okay, well, you're going kind of in and out right now. It's hard to hear you.
Oh, okay, my bad. Because the mic. I was saying because the music back then was more on a good vibe than it is now. But this music, I really prefer old school in the 90s and the 2000s era, but see what it is. But yes, I said definitely Brian has on here too. I definitely want to see them. You know, say what they want to say and not what me want to say.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is, man. Music, you know, you got to bring it back to where we're supposed to have it, you know. That's
where. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know,
yeah.
I'm always here, man.
Okay, and I'll be hitting you up so I can get see how we can meet up on that day when you come down.
Okay.
Some things going. Because I'm actually going to be starting a tour with the radio station. So that's something that we definitely can put together with what you have going
okay.
on.
Cool.
Yeah, so we definitely can do that. That's going to be a big look. So, yeah. Well, everybody that's on the IG Live, I'm on WMQPFM and the Only Real Miss Chocolate IG right now. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in on IG and everybody that's overseas in Canada, the whole U.S., in the islands. Definitely thank you for tuning in and listening to the interview and listening to the station. Faithfully, thank you. And y'all just heard the legendary Big Q-Bone. Give your IG out again. So everybody, y'all make sure y'all tap in. And I definitely am appreciating everyone for tuning in right here live on air. And we're going to go ahead and rock with this hot music right here on 107.3. Y'all just heard the man himself, Q-Bone. Yes. Q-Bone is the legend. He's done dead alive.
It's your East Side partner, Big Snoopy D.O. Turf like D.Lo, catch me on your T.Bo.
Yeah.
Long Beach with me, the city and the turf chump. Get turf stumped with the turf pump. I'm geeked up. I'm on my tip. Turn it up, bitch, what you here for? I'm going all in, that's what I do. My little jerky, what's up with you? Little rap, tapping out. I'm almost 20 years, what the f*** rapping about? My built up. The homies going big, I'm all in the club,
bro, man.
20 crisp. You see a G, you better know the deal. You see the colors, fool, I'm in the street for real. I'm gigging on these, do them like domino. I slam them on their back and tell them bombing up. Coming, huh?
That's what I heard him say. The 38, the same colors, the Chevrolet. 501 zone, gangsters looking good. I'm in the club, homes, chunking up the hood. We the West, boy, yeah, you see the shirt. Smoking on that Kobe, with that perk. I gotta get her money, baby, hella thick. She said her name was Seven, call me Michael Vick. Cause I'm a dog, homie, give him the dick and dash. What you call, folk, if I ain't hit that? I'm Snoopy Deco Dub, I get it poppin' good. And when I'm in the building, they get to poppin' up. They get to spendin' cash, screamin' T.I.U. Now gon' turn it up, lil' mama look at you. I'm giggin' on these, do them like dominoes. And slam them on their back, and tell them bomb it up.
JB Record.
Them say me cleaner than Canada, true. Toronto no clean like the Balea, true. Tell Colgate meet me out at Tollgate, car no teeth no white like the Pilaya.
Sour,
put on me white suit with a Filaya. Every girl I'm a dover the killer, yeah. Instagram get 1,000 followers.
Woo.
When me put on me clothes, every girl a show.
Well,
Moses hotter than Jesus rule. Michael and Gabriel no got the dress code.
Nah,
every party me a the host. She rode me now my canto, cause every girl a show.
Woo.
Jess and George are not the same thing. Me and Raijin couldn't be the same king. Jamaica coulda never be a Spain thing. You know up to the standard, no shame king.
Sure.
Broke pocket coulda never be a Spain thing. Me money I lift weight like a crane king.
Sure.
It's not a private flight on my plane king. When they start me injured,
every girl a show.
Hey. Moses fresher than Jesus rule. Michael and Gabriel no got the dress
code.
Come, heavy party me a the hoe. Tonight me now my canto, cause every girl a...
We don't cast, last, last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo.
Man.
Shayo.
Man.
You go bow for the result, nothing to discuss, cause I did win by default and without any doubt, though.
Oh, baby, your body's on fire.
What if, what if we run away? What if we left today? What if we say goodbye to safe and sound? What if we're hard to find? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they're never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, the truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth.
Gucci, stop it, Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to grief. Full speed, so full of Paris, yeah. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop it, Gucci, stop it, Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to grief. Full speed, so full of Paris. Speedboats, baby, in Nicky B's. Waves in my ears, smoking. Dipping through the sand in the sea. All because of what I did on peace, baby. Life's sweet, baby. ice style, baby. You just go get ready, we go out, baby. Long time looking for the bounce, yeah. Ozzy had to bounce, yeah. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out the beach. Full speed, the Vole Paris. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out the beach. Full speed, so sweet on Janine. Rolls Royce, black in hidden heels. Bags full of $100 bills. Walking past your wife and she get chills. All because of how I kept it real. Life sweet, baby, on a T-Way. I get you anything you need, baby, yeah. Work for everything you see, baby. Ooh, we, baby, ooh. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to peace. Full speed, the Vole Paris. Come with me, leave all of your things, yeah. You can stop at Gucci, stop at Louis V, yeah. Come with me, fly you out to peace. Full speed, the Vole Paris.
Feel me now, straight shooter from the hip. Yeah, we have a yes.
told me get them, then I got them, yeah.
Get em.
99 problem, but you ain't one. Been so high lately, I don't care what's going down. You can see it in my eyes, he been hitting it right. Got me wishing that he wasn't, oh, no. And I need it all night. Real love, show me what it feels like. Gotta let you pull up on me, bro. I'm tryna get ghost. It's kind of love dangerous when it's nothing else to lose. So don't make me wild love. Got 99 problems, one more. 50 feet, get you touched, get you front door. Leaving fast and we spinning slow. Side eyes, let me know that we visible. And I need it right now. 10 toes down, show me what it's all about. Thugging, we only ducking when the boys come out. It's that stubborn and fierce time.
This girl don't want no trouble. She only want have fun. The club line up, them woman they a wind up, them I get no sign, attention decline, she a walk with her head high, she's feeling so right, independent in her own right, she's some party tonight.
Anybody who got eyes can see, she just wanna dance and tease. She just wanna dance and tease me. 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 Listen, you've been missing since 2016. Squid tell me one fix me. You know that's my sister. When she speak, I listen. She swears you're my missus. I say we think different. I see why your heart's icy. Come, baby, come try me. Who you gonna love if you run by me, oh?
Ready?
Too many twists and turns, yeah. Love the way you twist and turn, yeah. Maybe call me I too fry, I get burned, yeah. Love the way you twist and turn, yeah.
Your body drive me crazy, yeah. Your body need a license fee. Got your body at the Titanic. Anybody who got eyes can see. She just wanna dance and tease. She just wanna dance and tease me.
yeah, I bought gal that. She just wanna dance and tease me. She just wanna dance and tease me. She just wanna dance and tease me. Yeah, dance and tease. You cool like the Highland breeze. Me know what you want and need. Bend over, hop up and squeeze. You used to say you didn't know love. I used to say you need to grow up. I know you know. Say you want broke it off though. And I know you know. You want wine fast and you want slow. Me remember the first night when I get freaky, when I get naughty. Before that we are chill with Noel and party, a Jordan party. Yeah, your body was so clean. You did a weird verse, huh, she? Pack it up high, you look right. Them body drive me, oh God. Them body drive me crazy. Them body need a license fee. Got your body at the Titanic. Anybody who got eyes can see. She just wanna dance and tease. She just wanna dance and tease me. She just wanna dance and tease. She just wanna dance and tease me. She just wanna dance and tease me.
They run like an Olympic. I see you dance for me and have my hips stiff. Yeah. No, no fair, no, no cares. Because too many times you said yes and it never go nowhere. Yeah. I see why your heart's icy. Come baby, come, come try me. Everybody says come run by me, yeah.
What's your phone number?